Climate expert Chip Fletcher is back with us. That record-shattering heat wave in Europe last week is kind of the springboard for our conversation. It's been hot lately in Hawaii as well, but it hasn't threatened public health. In 2003, a European heat wave killed 70,000 people. Authorities and residents have learned some lessons since then, but in Hawaii, how prepared are we for dangerous heat? Deaths during a heat wave are largely caused by power outages, according to climate expert Chip Fletcher. Outages cut air conditioning, communication, and access, especially for the elderly.
The skyrocketing of these numbers happens when you get a power outage and you get a lack of any place to go where there's cooling. There's no relief. And one of the characteristics of global warming is that the nights are no longer cooling off like they used to. The air is hot all the time. And these blackouts are the first sign that a heat wave is moving into dangerous territory. And in fact, here in Hawaii, we have had warnings from HECO, our utility for the city and county of Honolulu. Late in the afternoons of especially hot summer days, public service announcements asking us not to run our air conditioning at night. This happened in 2014, 2015, and it happened last year in 2018.
How do you prepare for a heat wave?
Right. Well, point number one is we are not prepared for a heat wave. Our emergency responders are training and very well prepared to deal with heat stress and heat disease, so they know how to handle that. What we aren't prepared for is the numbers of people needing help, going from maybe at most a dozen people in a very hot day and then skyrocketing into thousands of people needing medical attention. This is what a heat wave is.
So people just have to get into air conditioning.
I've spoken before about resilience centers. So a resilience center is a public building in a neighborhood that has backup power for at least 72 hours. There will be power there. There will be refrigeration for medication, fresh water stored. There will be food. There will be bedding. There will be emergency medical supplies.
I see. How high are these record temperatures?
In Hawaii, when we start to set record temperature highs, it's on the order of 90 to 93, occasionally a 95-degree high. In France and Spain and the rest of Europe right now, their highs are 112 degrees, 114 degrees. So being aware of events like this, I think, does several things for all of us. It keeps climate change ever-present in our minds so that we can begin to make our choices as we go through life more carefully with this information in mind, and we can also talk to other people about climate change, and that the more we learn about the details of climate change, the more we're going to be ready for the negative impacts.
Chip Fletcher discusses home preparedness in an extended interview at hawaiipublicradio.org. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.